理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 6, Life in the Future. Reading. Life in the Future. What life will be like in the future is difficult to predict. It is, however, possible to use models to make forecasts about future developments. One way to catch a glimpse of the future is to examine some of the major trends in contemporary society. Transportation. Current trends indicate that transportation is becoming cleaner, faster, and safer. Public transportation is already well developed in most urban areas of China. New technology is being used to make sure that the cars, taxis, buses, and trains we use do not pollute the air. A good example of how transportation is changing is the new maglev train, which is environmentally friendly, energy saving, and travels at an amazing 430 kilometers per hour. To ensure safety, the train is controlled by an advanced computer system. Scientists are also developing new fuels and engines that will let us travel without worrying about whether we are polluting the environment.
Business. It will not be business as usual in the future. Many companies and consumers have already begun reforming the way they do business. E-commerce, or business done on the internet, is becoming more and more popular as people discover the advantages of online shopping. The internet also makes it easier for companies to keep in touch with customers and companies in other countries. For people who do go out to shops, shopping is no longer just a necessity. It has become a form of entertainment. Instead of searching a crowded store for basic goods, such as food and clothes, people want to go to a pleasant mall and combine shopping with fun. The malls of the future will be like small cities where you can shop, eat, see a film, and even dance. To pay for their purchases, people will use smart cards, which contain a tiny chip, instead of cash.
Health and medicine. People in the future will be able to enjoy a longer and healthier life and remain active even in old age. People now are paying more attention to the importance of a healthy diet and an active life. They're careful about what they eat and exercise regularly. Advances in medical science also allow us to deal with new diseases, such as SARS. Some diseases, for example smallpox, have already been successfully defeated. With a better understanding of the human body, scientists and physicians will be able to cure more diseases. Perhaps more importantly, new discoveries in genetics and biochemistry may lead to changes in the way diseases are cured and medicines are made.
Education and knowledge. Homework will always be homework, but the schools of the future will probably be quite different from what they are today. We can study at home by watching educators on TV or on a computer screen. In the future, there may be more schools on the air and e-schools. Real classrooms will always be popular, but distance education will help people study whenever they have time and wherever they may be. The way we view learning and knowledge is also changing. Instead of being students only when we are young, we will become lifelong learners. It is certain that things will change. We cannot be sure whether our dreams will come true, but we can at least be hopeful that our efforts to improve the world will be successful. If we learn to accept change and appreciate what is new and different, we will be well prepared for whatever the future may have in store. Integrating skills. Reading. Greetings from the future.
Dear, life in the year 3044 is very different from life in the 21st century. We still do many of the things you did, but we do them differently. For example, we now have e-friends to help us and keep us company. An e-friend is a machine that looks just like a human being. It can walk and talk and and can do almost everything we human beings do. My e-friend is a lot like me, and we have lots of fun together. She helps me with my homework, and we often go swimming. She's programmed to take care of me if anything happens, so I always feel safe when we are together. She can also send me messages, just like old-fashioned email, and I can download information from her memory. It's great to have an e-friend. I'm never lonely, and I always have someone to talk to. We don't think about the world and reality in the same way you did either. You used computer programs to imitate the real world and called it virtual reality. In the year 3044, we use computer programs that can imitate the world and people so well that we can see them, hear them, touch them, talk to them, and feel them. They are just like the real world and real people. This may sound absurd to you, but if you think about it a little, it may not seem so strange after all. For example, if you use a telephone that changes a person's voice into ones and zeros, as a digital phone does, you still think that the voice you hear is real, don't you? You can recognize a person's voice on the phone, and you can hear if the person is happy, sad, interested, etc. If you use a cell phone that shows a picture of the person you're speaking to, that image is real too. In the year 3044, we can see more than just a picture. We see a lifelike model of the person. Sometimes it is difficult to tell what is real and what is an image. I would like to tell you more about life in the year 3044, but I have to send my e-friend to clean up my room. Maybe someday I will be able to travel back in time and visit you. Sincerely, Mechanica.
Workbook. Unit 6. Integrating skills. Reading. Where is the future going? Our work habits have changed a lot over the past 30 years. While our parents may have expected to stay in one job, with one company, for their whole life, we are faced with the possibility of changing jobs and even careers several times. Our understanding of education, work, and society is different from that of earlier generations. It is not only the way we work and view the job market that has changed. Many of today's jobs will either disappear or change in the next 10 years or so. People in the future will still need food, of course, but the way we produce food will not be the same. Small farms that use old methods will be replaced by large farms with high efficiency. The good news for small farmers is that there will also be opportunities for new kinds of farming. For example, farms that grow organic food and environmentally friendly food. As people become more educated and care more about what they eat, the need for specialized products will grow and a new market will open up for farmers. Marketing people for large companies will find that the need for their services is not as strong as it once was. Companies can now take care of most of their business through the internet and other communication channels. Fortunately, buyers and sellers have skills that will be useful in the future. Because they know how to predict what consumers want to buy, they can find new jobs in areas such as marketing and product design. There are others who may be able to use the skills they have today in new jobs tomorrow. People who used to decide who should get money for government programs can find new opportunities to work as interviewers in areas like marketing and research. What about people who work with computers? Well, things will change for them too. More advanced computer programs and new technologies will remove the need for computer operators who perform simple actions. The internet makes it possible for consumers to enter information online. Modern search engines can do many of the things that yesterday's computer operators did. Word processing and simple information handling can be done automatically. For people with these skills, there will be new jobs as database managers. A rapidly changing job market also creates new challenges for students, teachers, and parents. The so-called generation gap the difference in values, skills, education, and desires between two generations is growing. And it is becoming more difficult for parents to understand the kind of world their children are entering. Schools and teachers are also facing difficulties as they try to adapt to the new needs of their students. And the students themselves have to try to deal with all the changes and many questions. Where is the future going? And what can we do to find a place for ourselves in it? There are no easy answers, but we can try to turn challenges into opportunities. As the job market changes, new areas of growth appear. If we become good learners, and if we work together with our parents, friends, and teachers, we can find ways to create a future where there is room for all of us to do what we are good at and enjoy. Unit 7. Living with Disease. Reading.
Born dying. Xiao Hua is 12 and lives in a province in South China. She is a happy girl who smiles a lot and likes to talk to her friends after school. People who see Xiao Hua would never guess that she is one of millions of children in the world living and dying with AIDS. AIDS is a disease that breaks down the body's immune system and leaves a person defenseless against infections and illnesses. Most people who have AIDS manage to survive only a few years after they get the disease. For some, medicine can help keep them alive, but the treatment is expensive and does not cure them. People get AIDS after having been infected with HIV. HIV spreads through blood and other body liquids. People transmit HIV by having unprotected sex, by receiving infected blood transfusions, or, as in Xiao Hua's case, through birth. Xiao Hua's mother contracted HIV when she was 28, and she died of AIDS only 3 years after Xiao Hua was born. Xiao Hua's mother did not know that she had AIDS until Xiao Hua was born. Xiao Hua's father, who also has AIDS, takes care of her, but Xiao Hua misses her mother. "I wish I could remember more about my mom," Xiao Hua says. "I wish that she were here with me, and that we weren't sick." Thousands of children become infected with HIV every day. In 2002, 800,000 children under 15 became infected. The total number of infected children in the world was 3.2 million. The disease is spreading fast in Africa and parts of Asia, mainly because of a lack of proper health care, prevention, and education. As with most diseases and disasters, the young suffer the most. For children like Xiao Hua, there is little hope. The drugs that are available are much too expensive. Xiao Hua knows that she will die before she has a chance to grow old, but she does not let that knowledge discourage her. Instead, she has decided to use the limited time she has left to do something to help others. She spends much of her time telling others about her disease and encouraging people to learn how to protect themselves. She also goes to visit other AIDS patients in hospitals across the country to support them and cheer them up. "If I were to live long enough to have a job, I would choose to be a doctor, helping these AIDS patients," Xiao Hua says. The disease is not the only thing that AIDS patients suffer from. They also have to deal with people's fear of the disease. Many people do not know very much about AIDS and are afraid that any contact with people who have AIDS is dangerous. Xiao Hua is trying to change this by creating a network of patients and doctors that can persuade hospitals and companies to spend more money on AIDS research and education. "I wish people would find out the facts," she says, "and not act as if I were a bad or a dangerous person." When she talks to people about her disease, she and Dr. Wang, an AIDS specialist who helps Xiao Hua, often tell people that the most dangerous thing is not knowing about the disease. They explain how AIDS spreads and let people know know that it is safe to shake hands, talk, and eat with someone who has AIDS. People often ask what they can do to help. If I were you, Xiaohua says, I would give an AIDS patient a hug. That is the best way to show that you care and that you don't have to feel lonely. Xiaohua has learned to live with HIV and the fact that she will one day develop AIDS. She knows that her life will not be as long as her classmates, but she will not let the disease destroy her happiness. My life may have to be short, she says, but there is no reason why it can't be beautiful.
Integrating skills. Reading. Diagnosed with cancer. The day my life ended and began. I will never forget that Tuesday afternoon in the doctor's office. I had been feeling sick for a long time, and my mom had taken me to the hospital to have me examined. 2 weeks ago, Dr. Richards asked me a great many questions and took samples of my blood. Now, he was looking at Mom and me across his desk, and there was a sad look in his eyes. I knew that the news was bad. Dr. Richards told me that the test results showed that I was suffering from a serious disease. It is cancer, he said. I did not know much about cancer then, but I had heard that it was an incurable disease. Mom held my hand, and I saw that she was crying. I remember having an empty feeling in my stomach and thinking that my life was going to end. I was wrong. This was only the beginning. Cancer, Dr. Richards explained, can be treated. Cancer is a disease that begins in cells. There are many types of cells in the body, and each has a special function. In a healthy body, cells grow and divide to produce new cells only when it is necessary. In my body, the production of cells is disrupted. Cells either divide too fast or at the wrong time, making it difficult for the body to function properly. Nobody knows why some people get cancer and others do not. Doctors do know that cancer is not caused by injury and is not contagious. It does not spread from one person to another. The next year was painful and difficult for me and my family. Like many people with cancer, I had to be treated with radiation, followed by treatment with chemicals. The treatment made me sick, very sick. There were days when I wished that I were dead, so that I would not have to feel so sick. My family and friends were wonderful. They helped me find the strength I needed to recover, and they kept me from feeling sad and lonely. Dr. Richards and the others at the hospital told me that I was a fighter and that I could win. They were right. The treatment was successful, and I was able to go home after exactly 14 months, 2 days, and 6 hours in hospital. 2 years have passed since that day in Dr. Richards' office, and my life has not yet ended. On the contrary, I now feel as if that was when my life really began. I have been living with cancer for 2 years, and I plan to keep living with it for a long, long time. Yes, my life has changed. The cancer in my body has been defeated for the moment. But I know that I will never be completely free from it. It can come back at any time, and the struggle will never end. I now think of my cancer as a gift. It taught me an important lesson about life. Living with cancer has made me realize how precious life is and how important it is for us to take every chance to live life to the fullest. Every day is a new opportunity, and I have learned to appreciate every minute of each day. Workbook, Unit 7. Integrating skills. Reading. Fighting the virus. HIV/AIDS in Africa. The numbers are frightening. In 2002, more than 40 million people in the world were living with HIV or AIDS. Of these, about 3 million were children, and more than 11 million were between 15 and 24.
Since the first case was discovered in 1981, nearly 24 million people have died of AIDS, and about 3 million people die of the disease every year. Each year, more than 5 million people become infected with the virus. The situation is especially difficult in sub-Saharan Africa. According to the United Nations, there are 640 million people in sub-Saharan Africa, and almost 27 million are infected with the virus. Of all the AIDS deaths to date, 16 million, or 66.7%, have been in Africa, and in 2002, there were 3.5 million new infections. HIV/AIDS is spreading fast. More than 3 million Africans become infected every year, and most countries do not have enough money to prevent and treat the disease. About 2.5 million Africans die of AIDS every year, and tens of millions more will die soon if nothing is done. Millions of children lose their parents, and families lose their ability to make enough money to survive. The effect of AIDS is so strong that many African countries are almost being destroyed by the disease. If these numbers were to grow, the future of Africa might be in danger. As with many diseases, children seem to suffer the most from AIDS. About 2 million African children have HIV/AIDS. Even if they themselves are not infected, the disease can ruin their lives. They may have to care for sick relatives and are often unable to go to school. Living with a parent or parents who have AIDS is painful and difficult. Because the parents cannot work, the children may not have enough food and must help take care of the family. If a child is indeed infected, he or she often has to keep the disease a secret. If people were more understanding, the lives of these children could be improved. One of the most important things we must do is to make sure that children who are affected by the disease receive the help and care that they need. The good news is that it is still not too late to protect the poor against the worst effects of HIV/AIDS. By providing education, healthcare, and wider access to medicines, the spread of the disease can be slowed down and the effects can be reduced. In some parts of sub-Saharan Africa, the fight against the virus is beginning to show results. In areas where powerful action has been taken, there are fewer new infections and better care for the victims of the disease. Great challenges remain, of course. Prevention efforts and the treatment, care and support of those who are suffering from the disease must continue. More than 90% of Africans have not acquired HIV/AIDS. What we must do now is to make sure that they do not become infected in the future. It is especially important to protect young people from the disease. We must also treat and care for the millions of Africans who are living with the disease. We must also understand that HIV/AIDS is a global problem. The disease may have hit sub-Saharan Africa harder than other areas, but the disease is still spreading, and we must all be part of the fight against the virus. If more is done, the situation will improve. It seems unlikely that AIDS will ever disappear. We hope for a cure and new discoveries, but the fact seems to be that we must all learn to live with HIV/AIDS.
Unit 8. First Aid. Reading.
Dr. ABC. I couldn't believe my eyes. The car was upside down, and the driver was bleeding and screaming. One of the passengers was on the ground. It looked as if she were dead. If I had known more about giving first aid, I could have helped them. People who have witnessed an accident often wish that they had done things differently. Seconds count in an emergency, and knowing what to do can mean the difference between life and death. The most important thing to keep in mind when dealing with an emergency is to stay calm. If we were to panic, we would not be able to help. By staying calm, we will be able to think what to do and make better decisions. We can also prepare for an emergency by learning more about first aid. Calling an ambulance or the police is important, but there is more we can and should do. If we know how to respond, we can save lives. Many hospitals recommend that we use the letters DRABC to remember what to do when we have to think fast. D stands for danger. We should first of all make sure that the accident scene is no longer dangerous. If we were to get hurt trying to save someone, we would not be able to help. R is for response. We can do a lot of good by simply asking, "Are you all right?" If the person can answer, we know that he or she is conscious and can breathe. The question will also calm the person, letting him or her know that help is on the way. A is for airway. We must make sure that a person's airway is open and it is easy to breathe. This can be done by gently tipping the person's head back slightly. B is for breathing. We should check that the person can breathe. Is his or her chest moving? If the person is not breathing, we must try to start his or her breathing at once, using the mouth-to-mouth method. If this is not done within 5 minutes, the person will die. If the person is breathing, but not conscious, it is usually best for him or her not to be moved. C is for circulation. Is the person's blood circulating? We can look for color, coughing, and eye movement. We can also check a person's pulse by putting a finger on the person's neck or wrist. If a person is bleeding, we should cover the wound with a clean piece of cloth and press on the wound to stop the bleeding. When we have checked the DRABC, we should give the first aid that is needed and call an ambulance. We should never try to revive a person unless we know how to do it. We may make things worse. Many hospitals and schools offer training classes for people who are interested in learning first aid. When we have given first aid, we should put the person in the recovery position. This is a way of placing the body so that the airway is clear and it is easy to breathe. Here is how it is done. 1. Roll the person onto one side. Keep the legs straight. 2. Place the hand of the person's upper arm under his or her chin. 3. Bend the person's leg so that he or she will not roll over. We should stay with the person and wait for the ambulance. We can cover the person with a blanket or a jacket to help him or her stay warm.